Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Itamar Tzvi Raphael Ben Dvar Esther. And it's based on the Torah of Moreno Hagoyim of Ram Genachovsky Zecher Tzadik B'Kadosh Levracha. In the Chedushim of Rabbi Meir Simcha of Dvinsk, in Megillah and Avdalat Amar Aleph, he writes that if you give matanos levyonim and mishloach manos to somebody who's not b'toras purim, loy mahani, it's not effective. Tibayinan, because we require that he should be like you. In other words, a ben yudalit has to give a ben yudalit and yudalit, and a ben tesvav has to give to a ben tesvav and tesvav. So a ben yudalit can't give to a ben tesvav, and a ben tesvav can't give to a ben yudalit. However, writes Dor Sameach that he found in the Meishal Avram of Agoin Rabbi Avram Offenheim, Gilyan HaShulchan Aruch, Simen Tafresh Sadi Daud Lehefech, Shebemis Mahani, it's effective to give it to a Ben Yadala, to a Ben Tesvav, and vice versa. However, in the Sefer Ikare Hadala Tes, he writes, in Simon Lamed Vav, that we require, like the Ora Sameach said, that for the Ani it has to be Purim. Yadalit to Yadalit Nik and a Tesvav to his Tesvav Nik. You have to give it, has to be in the same, he has to be, it's to be his Purim. And so writes the, in the name of the Chazon Ish, in Dinim Vanhagos, Chazon Ish. So Yesh Ladun Bekama Anfei. Number of different discussions revolving around this question. Turei Evan and Megillah Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, Divra Maschil Noshim, writes that women are chayiv in Megillah only midrabanan, because they were b'osei anes. But men are chayiv midivrei Kabbalah. Men are chayiv on a higher level than women. And Rabbi Kiveger brings him in the Gilyan HaShulchan Aruch that women's chiyuv is a lower level chiyuv than a male chiyuv. The male chiyuv is midivrei Kabbalah, from the Ksuvim, from the Megillah, and a woman's chiyuv is mikal chosanes vasnetz chiyuv d'rabbanan, that the rabbis obligated them, the later rabbis, and not from the actual Megillah. It's not midivrei Kabbalah. So Rabbi Kiveger brings him in the Gilyan HaShulchan Aruch. However, in the Gilyan HaMishnayos, Perek Beis Mishdalet, he argues with him. So now the kashya, according to the Turei Evan, how are you makayim mishloach manos when you give it to a woman? A woman isn't b'toras purim, she'll divrei kabbalah. In other words, the whole premise of the chiddush of Meir Simcha is that the person has to be b'toras purim, therefore ben yadal to a ben yadal, a ben tesvav to a ben tesvav. A woman isn't b'toras purim in the same way the man is, because a woman's purim is only b'darabonon, a man's purim is b'divrei kabbalah. So how are yotzei mishloach manos? The man gives to a woman. That's a shaila, a kasha. However, be'emes l'kuli alma t'kashit. How are you makayim mishloach manos when you give it to a kodnos? You don't have to come on to the chiddush of the Turei Evan about women having a lower level chiyuv than men. How are you makayim the mitzvah of mishloach manos when you give it to a kodn? A kodn is patur midina b'mipurim, so he's not b'tayras purim. You have to give it to somebody who's b'tayras purim. A kodn is not b'tayras purim because he's not chayv in purim. Now the Ben Ishchai, Parshas Tetzav V'Tezayin, writes that be'emes lo yatsa when you give mishloach manos to a kodn, or of the Aruch HaShulchan, however, the very same Ben Ishchai writes that Linya Matanas Levionim, you're Yotze when you give to a Kadin. How are you Yotze when you give to a Kadin according to the Ben Ishchai? He's not B'taras Purim. If you accept that the person has to be B'taras Purim, he's not B'taras Purim. So he solved our Mishloach Manos problem because he said you're talking not Yotze if you give it to a Kadin. But he says, you are Yotzi Mishmatanis Levionim. How does that work? So we have to say that a women are cut and are better because they are B'taras Purim. If you're a Deti Yadalid, you're a Ben Yadalid and Tesvav or Ben Tesvav and Yadalid, says Bechal, not your day of Purim. For a woman and a child, that's their day of Purim. They're just not Chayiv. And on the same way that an adult is or a man is. But it's still their Purim. And therefore, they're preferable to a prazi vis-a-vis a mukaf. Ayish Ladun, what's the din? Kasher Eitzel HaNoisein HaVayim. Aber Eitzel Makabel HaValayla. Kegoin. B'sholech Me'eretz Yisrael HaAmerike. Let's say, Legabe the Noisein it's day, so he's giving the time he's supposed to give it. The Makabel's night. He sent it from Israel to America. We know America's 7 hours back. Well, Israel to New York. 7 hours back, right? So, let's say, I'm sending my Mishloach Manos. I'm in Israel. It's, 8 o'clock in the morning. It's going to my friend in America, 1 o'clock in the morning, so it's still nighttime. Are you Yotze? By me, it's the day when I'm Chayiv in Mishloach, in Matanos Tavion, Mishloach Manos. But by him, it's still nighttime. Is the Makabel considered that he's B'Tayras Purim? So one can argue that it is B'Tayras Purim, because so if it's Purim for them. And the other end, one could argue, yeah, but not there's no Chiv of Mishloach Manos and Matanos Levyonim for them now. So they're not really considered B'Tayras these mitzvahs because it's still nighttime by them. If you're dealing with them on the Isha or Katan, they're not Chayiv in these mitzvahs, but at least they're in the proper time category to be Mekayim the mitzvah. But by this guy you're giving it to, he's not even in the proper time category. It's night. And in the Sefer Be'er HaLacha, he brings that they're choshesh for this, and you should make sure that it's day by both of them. It's interesting to note that we say by Hadas that if there's a psul at night, then the Knesset HaChag it's considered dachui, even though Kiyam Mitzvah Dalad Minim is only in the morning. But if it's pasul at night, it's already considered pasul by Knesset HaChag. It's dachui. So you see, the night is already considered significant, even though you're not chayiv yet in the mitzvah. So maybe you can say that about giving matanos levyonim as well, or mishloach manos, to somebody for whom it's still nighttime. But again, like the Sefer Be'er HaLacha says in Chelek Vav, page 237, that you should try to make sure it's day for both of you. Another shayla, it says in Shulchan Aruch Tartzab Sif Aleph, that if somebody reads the Megillah, blanks of Shachianu, the Magen Avraham writes the name of the Shla, that he should be mechayiv in the bracha of Shachianu, or sai in the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos, and sai in the mitzvah of Sudas Purim, not only Mikra Megillah, but also Mishloach Manos, Sudas Purim, the Chayadim, because Shalach Pim Regadim right, should also be Mechayiv in Otanas Levyonim. So yesh ladun b'shaliach she naisen b'shvilo b'medina acheres. So let's say you have a shliach giving for you Matanas Levyonim in a different country. Should you be makbid the shliach that the Mishloach already made his Shechianu? Since the Shechianu is supposed to be motzi, your Matanos Levyonim, maybe the Matanos Levyonim should only be given after the reciting of the Shechianu by the person in the foreign country, by the sender. So, yesh bemet layein b'sheila hazot. Now, it would have seemed pashut, says Moreno Rabbeinu Zitzal, that if somebody reads one pasuk in the Megillah on the day of the 14th, and he's mashlim on the day of the 15th, if he's a ben tesvav, he's yotze. Why? Because since we say that a ben tesvav who reads on yom yadalit is yotze, so achinamit givasa, same thing. If he reads one pasuk on yom yadalit, and then he's mashlem on yom tesvav, so he's yotze if he's a ben tesvav. Since a ben tesvav who reads on yadalit is yotze, so you can even read the first pasuk and then kind of finish it off the next day. However, lekushta de milsa, the truth of the matter is, this is not shayach b'mitzias, because there's a hefsek, kedei likro es kula. There's a hefsek that it's long enough hefsek, you're mafsik the entire night. That's a hefsek, kedei likro es kula, to read the entire Megillah, and that's considered a hefsek. And even though, according to some poskim, ayin shulchan aruch sim and some mechesi falif, that it's only ma'akev if it's an ones, that's why the person stopped. Nevertheless, here, since b'pshuto, if you read miktsasa b'layla or miktsasa b'yom, you can say slay mahani, because it's neither kriyas layla nor kriyas yom. So b'em says man shel layla, says man she'en aroy le kriya. So that's considered a hefsek. So he's taka anus at night. He's anus. He can't complete it because it's not the proper kriya time because he started reading by day. So it has to be a day reading, and now it's nighttime. So that would be considered a hefsek, and he can't start one pasuk and then continue vayikra the next day. However, a dayan anidon kayam the ginyan mishloch manos and matanas laviyanim, because Rav Meir Simcha writes in his chedushim there that we mentioned earlier that the whole din of the Yerushalmi Megillah 2:3 that Ben Tesvav reads on Yedalad Yatsa is dafkalin kriyas haMegillah. That you read about the nice that happened on Yedalad, but Mishtav is Simcha Yenayotzen Yedalad, because the Ikar Menucha, you can read about the nice on Yedalad, but the Menucha was on Tesvav, so you must, right? There was also an nice on Yedalad. So if you read on Yedalad, that's cool. But Mishtav is Simcha, then I Yotze, because the Ikar Menucha was on Tesvav in the walled cities after Shushan. So he says that Mishtav Simcha, if a Tesvav, a Ben Krach, a Ben Tesvav, is not Yotze Mishtav Simcha and Yedalad. And Lechor, who had Dinma, Tanislav Yonam Mishloch Manos, he's also not Yotze and Yedalad. He has to do it on Tesvav. So Yesh La'ayin, B'divrei Rav Meir Simcha, because the Gra writes in Tarpach Dalid that Be'emes, Ayaris HaSveikos, make the bracha on Yedalad, Medina de Yerushalmi, that a Ben Tesvav who reads on Yedalad is Yotze. And that we do 2 days is Midas Chasidus. Now, since according to the Gra, Tesvav is only Midas Chasidus, if you're an Ayaris HaSveikos, if you're in a doubtful, you don't know if it's a Yedalad place or a Tesvav place, you make the bracha on Yedalad because you're Yotze on Yedalad definitely. So that you do 2 days, it's only Midas Chasidus. So since according to the Gra, Tesvav is only Midas Chasidus, if so, it's Mashma, that you're Yotze and Yedalad call Mitzvah Sayom. And if so, the Din of the Yerushalmi is Bishar Mitzvah Sayom as well. That's the Poshta Mashmos. So that, therefore, that's not like we said before. Before we wanted to say, Meir Simcha says that you're not Yotze and Yedalad, Mishloch Manos, and Tanos Levionim, but it's seen according to the Gra that you are. He also, the whole idea of doing Tesvav, you're talking about Ayaris HaSveikos, you're doing Tesvav only again when you need this Chasidus, but it's Mashman Yedalad, you Yotze, everything. Now, if we say the Loke or Sameach, and Gabish Armitz is Perm Yotze, Dechovasa, be Yedalad, so can you give one Evion on Yedalad and another on Tesvav, or one Mana on Yedalad and another Mana on Tesvav? So we asked before about the Megillah, splitting the Megillah up amongst 2 days. That we said is not Shaykh B'Mitzias. But what about giving to one Evyon on Yedalad and one Evyon on Tesvav? Because the Choret, a Ben Krach can be Yotze. Here we're talking, we're always talking about Ayaris HaMesupakos. But they read on Yedalad Vibracha because then Tesvav Shekar B'Yedalad Yotze. So even if you're not an Ayaris HaMesupakos, B'chal, you're a Ben Tesvav. But you're Yotze the mitzvahs on Yedalad. So let's say on Yedalad, you give over to Fidi Yerushalmi. Maybe you can give to one Evyon on Yedalad and to the other Evyon on Tesvav. One man on Yedalad, another man on Tesvav. So Reina Rabbeinu holds that it's Pashat, that it's good. However, one Gaon holds that it's no good. And then Rabbeinu concludes, V'yadati Machayarki, I know how spiritually impoverished I am. So Mamela, He puts himself down like that. So as if you and I shouldn't be samech on him, but Marv Rabbeisai, Marina Rabbeinu Hagoyin Agadah Rav Genachovsky was the Gana Goinim of the door, the Tzaddik HaDor, and I don't want to say against any other Tzaddikim, so call him one of the Gana Goinim of the door, one of the Tzaddiki HaDor, but definitely somebody very special. So whatever he says, you can rely on the halacha. I'll call upon him, Marv Rabbeisai. This was Gevaldik, and we still have loads and loads and loads more to say, so please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.